Hello, welcome to Give 'em the Boot. My name is Linda Bull. This is CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver, Canada, and it's an hour of Italian music. I get to start a little earlier today because there are no students around to do the student special, given that they're all doing exams and such. So a little bit longer than an hour today of Italian music, and I'm very excited because I have a brand new album which I just collected from my box, and it's Friend of a Friend by Paolo Bonfanti and Martino Coppo. It's an album which I have featured a couple of tracks in the last month or so, but only had a few MP3s, and now I have the whole CD. It's a Felme Records production, and I want to thank them. Very nice people at Felme in Italy, in Turin, for sending me this wonderful disc. I'm very happy to receive it and be able to share it with you, my listeners. It's featuring two of the best musicians in their own style, doing a sort of collection of roots music, Americana music, bluegrass, blues, folks, singer-songwriter, and a bunch of original songs too. Paolo Bonfanti is the guitarist. He plays acoustic guitar, slide guitar, national guitar. He also plays percussion on one of the tracks and does lead and harmony vocals. Martino Coppo, probably many of you are familiar with Red Wine, Italian bluegrass band from Genoa. Paolo Bonfanti is also from Genoa. Martino plays mandolin, and on this album also plays octave mandolin and acoustic guitar, and also contributes both lead and harmony vocals. They're both super at being able to sing and play all these instruments, and they have a few guests on the album, including Lucas Bellotti on electric bass. He's the bass player with Red Wine. Roberto Bongianino on accordion, and Alessandro Pelle on percussion as well. So why don't I play a few tracks from this? I'm going to start with a track written by Paolo Bonfanti, featuring him on percussion, actually, and also featuring those other guest musicians. This is called Via da Zena.
Me diga che non si fece aspettare. Qui ci in testa con le mie sciuccia che mi vedo ufficio del bagaccio a cui le va qua. Con la sebbe che è la fame da lui va a via la zena prima che mi trovo. Me parvo di cosci me muè sa quello che ti lasci non quello che ti prudie. Ma dopo tutto sto tempo di seguire questo sol niente è quello che perdo poco quello che do. Meglio o forse prima come manca un show vado via la zena sull'esame. Via da Zena, chi non che posso giustare? Via da Zena, chi posso che stavo a fare? Dopo tanto il mio, nessuno ha le show. Sono questa via da Zena, solo esamo. Sulle
somebody. Being gentle's being strong. You can show it to your neighbor how you help by being kind. You can send a little message and be part of the design. Oh, oh, send it now. Oh, oh, send it now. Send it now. Little message.
That's an early song from a 1995 album of Beppe Gambetta, Good News from Home, which features a bevy of international performers on there, including Lubos Malina on banjo there. Other tracks include Riccardo Tesi on accordion, Peter Rowan did the liner notes, Todd Phillips plays bass, Gene Parsons, Mike Marshall. It's just amazing. And Beppe Gambetta, of course, also from Genoa, Italy, the same hometown as these guys, Paolo Bonfanti and Martino Coppo, who I just played a couple of tracks from. That track was Little Message by Beppe Gambetta and was written by him. The first two tracks in that set are from Friend of a Friend, and they were written by the two musicians on the album. Via da Zena, sort of a interesting Genoa dialect Cajun tune, very cool, written by Paolo Bonfanti, and WSM, the second tune instrumental written by Martino Coppo. These guys have known each other for quite some time. Apparently back in 85, Paolo Bonfanti was asked for the first time by Red Wine, the group that Martino was playing in, still plays in, one of the leading bluegrass bands in Europe, and one of the only bluegrass bands in Italy, to be fair, to temporarily replace acoustic guitar flat picker Beppe Gambetta, who had at that point started his solo career. So since then, Paolo Bonfanti and Martino Coppo have begun to cross paths quite frequently, playing together on many occasions and in many different groups. They decided finally that they would get together as a duo. And after many years playing together, this CD brings together their original songs and revised interpretations of the music they love. Covers actually of quite a few cool songwriters, Americans like, well, interesting, hey, I was just reading the liner notes and they say American singer-songwriters, Neil Young, John Prine. Of course, we all know that Neil Young is Canadian. He is North American, I guess, but anyway, Neil Young, there's a track on this album, Everybody Knows This Is Nowhere. The next track I actually want to play is a John Prine tune, Paradise. Maybe I will play the Neil Young tune as well. So this is Paolo Bonfanti, Martino Coppo, Friend of a Friend, great new album out on Fel May Records. And I want to do a shout out also to Renzo, who is the leader of Fel May Records. He's quite ill in hospital, and I want to say thank you so much for all the amazing work you do, and I hope that you get better very soon. Thanks, Renzo. Here's some more music from Paolo Bonfanti and Martino Coppo.
Child, my family would travel unto Western Kentucky, where my parents were born. There's a backwards old town that's often remembered so many times that my memories are warm. But sometimes we travel right down the Green River to the bend on the prison down by Edry Hill, where the air smells like snakes and we shoot with our pistols, but empty pop bottles were all we would kill. And daddy, won't you take me back to Muhlenberg County, down by the Green River where paradise lay? Well, I'm sorry, my son, but you're too late in asking, as the Peabody's core train has folded away. coal company came with the world's largest shovel. They tore to the timber and stripped off the land. Well, they dug for their coal till the land was forsaken, and wrote it all down as the progress of man. And Daddy, won't you take me back to Muhlenberg County, down by the Green River where paradise lay? Well, I'm sorry, my son, but you're too late in asking. Mr. Peabody's gold train has holed away. When I die, let my ashes flow down the Green River. Let my soul roll on up to the Rochester Den. I'll be halfway to heaven with paradise waiting, just 5 miles away from wherever I am. And Daddy, won't you take me back to Muhlenberg County, down by the Green River where paradise lay? Well, I'm sorry, my son, but you're too late in asking. Mr. Peabody's gold train has hauled it away. Well, I'm sorry, my son, but you're too late in asking. Mr. Peabody's gold train has hauled it away.
take a lot to go back home. Take it easy. There's a woman that I like to get to know living there. Everybody seems to wonder what it's like down here. I gotta get away from this day to day running around. Everybody knows this is nowhere. La 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 la. Everybody, everybody knows. La 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 la. Every time I think about back home, it's school easy. I wish that I could be there right now, just passing time. Everybody seems to wonder what it's like down here. I gotta get away from this day to day running around. Everybody knows this is no world. La 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 la. Everybody knows. La 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 la. Everybody, everybody.
Friend of CITR and get great discounts in the UBC and Kitsilano area at
The Australian Boot Company, Banyan Books and Sound, The Bike Kitchen, The Cove, Dentry's Pub, Displace Hashery, Limelight Video, The Eatery, Fresh's Best Salsa, Gargoyle's Bar and Grill, Lotusland Tattoo, Nuba Kitsilano, Prussian Music, Rufus's Guitar Shop, and the UBC Bookstore.
Wow, it sure does pay to be a friend of CITR. To find out more, visit us in room 233 of the sub on the UBC campus, or go online to www.citr.ca.
Keep smiling, keep shining, knowing you can always count on me. For sure.
We be,
A Jihad for Love, Whitewater Black Gold, A Red Girl's Guide to Reasoning, East Hastings Pharmacy, Ai Weiwei Never Sorry, Misrepresentation.
Cinema Politica UBC screens politically charged films with speakers and discussions every month. Screenings take place at the Norm Theater in the sub and are by donation. To learn more, visit cinemapolitica.org/UBC.
Bentornati a Give 'em the Boot, sono Linda Bull, questa è un'ora di musica italiana qui su CITR 101.9 FM. Abbiamo sentito alcuni pezzi dal nuovo disco di Martino Coppo e Paolo Bonfanti, oppure di Paolo Bonfanti e Martino Coppo, Friend of a Friend, un titolo in inglese per della musica che viene dagli Stati Uniti soprattutto, ma anche dal Canada, come in quel caso il pezzo Everybody Knows This Is Nowhere, che è di Neil Young, che Everybody Knows Is Canadian, anche se c'è scritto che è americano, però... Vabbè, non tutti gli italiani possono sapere che un sacco di personaggi dalla musica molto famosi sono infatti canadesi e non americani, tipo Joni Mitchell, Leonard Cohen e anche Neil Young. Quindi, niente, è un bellissimo disco che mi è piaciuto tantissimo, mi piace tantissimo ed è uscito ultimamente, proprio poco tempo fa, in Italia e nel mondo, dalla casa discografica Felmay a Torino. Ovviamente Martino Coppo, un conosciutissimo mandolinista bluegrass del gruppo Red Wine, che è il gruppo con cui che ha fondato insieme a Beppe Gambetta, il chitarrista che noi vediamo qui spesso suonare e verrà di nuovo a luglio per alcuni festival qui in British Columbia, qui in Canada. E sono molto contenta di rivederlo, anche se ci siamo visti solo poco tempo fa quando era qui a suonare proprio a Vancouver. E allora, state ascoltando Give 'Em the Boot e io sono Linda Bull. Questa è un'ora di musica italiana che faccio ogni settimana qui sulla radio della CITR, che è una radio, diciamo, dell'università della British Columbia a Vancouver, Canada. E non siamo tutti studenti, ovviamente, che facciamo programmi qua. La mia trasmissione la faccio dal 2006, credo. Ed è un momento che io ho per proporre soprattutto alla gente qui di Vancouver, ma io lo so che c'è gente anche dall'Italia che ascolta, un po' di musica insolita che non si potrebbe mai sentire in radio. Musica italiana folk, anche di cantautori, musica jazz, di tanti tipi. E voglio andare avanti con una voce di donna che è proprio una delle voci più splendide, secondo me, della scena italiana. Lei si chiama Ginevra Di Marco e ha avuto un po' di carriere diverse. All'inizio ha cantato più nell'ambito rock pop e poi ha fatto molte cose folk insieme anche a Riccardo Tesi, il grande fisarmonicista italiano, che verrà anche lui a luglio qui col suo gruppo Band Italiana. E un ultimo disco di Ginevra Di Marco che a me è piaciuto tantissimo, vi propongo adesso un brano, si chiama La Sposa.
Come un cipresso sui monti dell'Ermon, come un ulivo maestoso in pianura, sei cresciuta come un platano, come palma in Engadì. Sai di cinna momo mira ogni cestorace, tra mille e mille ti riconoscerei. Dimmi anima mia, dimmi dove si nasconde, dove l'acqua che disseterà me. Dimmi anima mia, il segreto dell'amante,
miele vergine ed è profumo il suono del tuo nome. Come il sale in Engadi sale come polvere, sai di cinnamomo, mirra, onice, storace, tra mille e mille ti riconoscerei. Dimmi anima mia la paura dell'amante, dell'amante che in me cerca te. Dimmi anima mia come nascere dal niente, se non ho che te resta con me.
ammussiai a suai, bestiamillare cristianidani, e tutto sul mozzo mire ferrapai. Sa lingua di sicchiri, sa un casico.
Senza di vu e dai, e non te sta non mi corcu, a Maria navigai, non te sta non mi corcu, senza de di vu e dai. Su Maria e trua che sanguini gullati, luci sagara tua,
a proprio adinanti luci sagara tua che sanguini con latte. Già non ti indibra mali, si può beffa di pasticcio e carregate sali, può beffa di pasticcio, ma non ti indibra mali. E diretta sa festa non ti indibra mali, se di pasticcio può beffa.
Serenata Mare, Sea Serenade, or Ocean Serenade. Ritmia is the name of that group. Forse il mare, maybe the sea. Now, it's pretty funny that there is this album, which I don't think is available anymore. It's one of my favorite albums, actually, and it's an old, old disc. And this group only ever put out one album, this being it. There are only four tracks on the album, and they're all super long, just like that one. The band is made up of Riccardo Tesi on accordion, Alberto Balia on Sardinian guitar, Enrico Frongia and Daniele Craighead. And it is truly one of the most amazing genre-bending albums of its time. It was released, I think, 1989, says one of these pages. I think it was actually released before then, but apparently reissued on CD in 1995. It's been out of print for ages. One of the reviewers had this to say from rootsworld.com, which is a great world music website where you can find out all sorts of information about crazy international releases. So this guy's a bit of a Italian music fan. He says, ever since I first heard this record, I've been driving people crazy, making them listen to it. This outfit from Italy is going to leave the term world beat in complete disarray, maybe thankfully buried. It's Italian folk, Italian jazz, Italian new acoustic, acoustic rock. It's tight, it's improvisational. The stunning guitar work of Alberto Balia is up there with the best jazz players, and he's also featured on clarinet, bass, vocals, and other things. Daniel Craighead's inspired winds playing includes the piffero, a raspy double reed instrument that offers a distortion the guitar can only dream of. It has Celtic influences, African influences, and rock roots. While the cuts are long by commercial radio standards, 6 to 13 minutes, there is so much going on that the time flies by. The opening cut, The Stars and the Moon, will leave your head spinning with tempo changes, key changes, instrument changes, and enough percussion-driven solos to please the most hungry jazz or rock fan. Now, I think that's a pretty amazing review of that CD, and I have to admit that I am in agreement. Now, that band actually came to Vancouver to play the Vancouver Folk Music Festival back in 1987. So, in fact, I believe that CD must be older than that. I think it's probably maybe 1983 or 1985. In any case, it's such an amazing album. And I was just have a little flick through the Vancouver Folk Music Festival's archives in order to find that information about when they played. And I was looking through the years that Italian artists had played the Folk Fest, and it's looking pretty amazing for one year, which I'm really annoyed that I didn't get to see. In 1990, there was an incredible amount of musicians from Italy. And just to name a few, I was just scrolling through. Calicanto, who was a group from the Veneto region, who do a really interesting traditional music of the Veneto, folk music, and I have played them for a number of years on my show. La Chapa Russa, who are from the Piemonte region, again, like one of the most amazing in historically significant Italian groups. The same year, I can't imagine, my God, they must have had such a party playing. But the same year also featured, where are we? Sorry, just trying to, there's so much information. It also featured another Italian group. Maybe it was Re Nilio, who are from Calabria. And it may well have been them. Let me just see. Yes, it was Re Nilio, who were actually another really interesting band who I have featured. Ettore Castagna is one of the musicians from that group. So what an incredible array of Italians. To have three Italian groups all in the same year is pretty phenomenal, and I would have loved to have been there. Hopefully that'll happen again one day soon. You are listening to Give 'Em the Boot, and I can't believe it's already 10 to 3. We have just flown through the music. Played that couple of three tracks. They're all interlinked, they're all feature links one to the other. A play Ginevra Di Marco, Canti Richiami d'Amore, the track La Sposa. Now, Ginevra has worked quite a lot with Riccardo Tesi. Then, from Riccardo's very early album of 1983, Il Ballo della Lepre, played the very lovely track Controdanza, which features Alberto Balia on guitar. Then, from the album Argia, the track of the same name by Alberto Balia and Enrico Frongia, who are two of the musicians in Ritmia, and they've just played Forse il Mare's Serenata Mare. Whew, that was a very long set of interesting Sardinian-tinged music, which is one of my favourites, of course. And now I'm going to be back in just a moment with a track from Nicola Genovese's new album called Malvestita, and it's the track called La Grande Muraglia. There's a wonderful video online if you want to check it out. I'll post it to the Facebook page so you can check it out. But in the meantime, I have some little bit of public service announcements for you.
The April's issue of Discorder is headed your way. Be sure to pick up a copy of Vancouver's finest music and culture rag. The cover feature this month is cool.
I know it's cool, but who's on the cover?
Oh, it's cool.
Yeah, I know it's cool, but who's on the cover?
Well, Ryan, cool, the band. Plus articles on Teenager, Reef Shark, Zoo Age, and Fantasy Prom. And a special thanks to Discorder advertisers, Audiopile Records, Dandelion Records and Emporium, Doxa Documentary Film Festival, High Life Records, Humber Institute Broadcast and Graduate Program, Keener's Car Wash, Neptune Records, Red Cat Records, The Rickshaw Theater, Vinyl Records, and Weird Distro.
Your midweek Roots music fix every Wednesday evening with Folk Oasis, featuring the latest releases from Canadian and especially BC artists, as well as phone interviews and live studio sets with local and touring artists. Folk Oasis, two eclectic hours of Roots music, always a Kumbaya free zone. Wednesday evenings from 8 to 10 p.m. on CITR FM 101.9 and www.citr.ca.
Mi porta a spasso per le città, sul sedile del passeggero. Non ti pare vero di macinare tanta strada stando fermo e immobile? Stando fermo e immobile. Ed è bello farsi portare dove forse non saremmo stati mai, e chi se ne frega se non vedrò mai la grande muraglia, che tanto me ne han parlato, e forse l'ho veduta, tanto l'han fotografata, che le han rubato l'anima, l'anima. La Cina non importa un granché, sta sempre lì ad aspettare qualche figlio da ammazzare, fiume giallo a straripare e riparte la testa. A mano fa surf fuori dal finestrino, mentre sprecio io verso di te, mentre il fiume giallo continua a vomitare le bambine. E a chi vuoi che importi se il Grand Canyon si consuma coi passi del visitatore? C'è tanto da consumare, il visitatore da far precipitare. Portami altrove, dove i baci non si lasciano per strada, dove gli occhi possano guardare fisso e a lungo, fisso e a lungo, fisso e a lungo. Le immagini scappano veloci come auto in corsa, ed io sono un passeggero della mia testa che mi porta a spasso per le città, fermo e secco come un tronco a galleggiare, fermo e secco come un tronco a galleggiare sul fiume giallo, sì, già.